Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was standing there singing a minute ago and noticed the flags that are up here, and they got me thinking about the hope of Jesus Christ and the preparing that was done before his birth and the preparing that we do now for his second coming and the rejoicing that we do and we should do every day in knowing that he is our Lord and Savior. And my story has changed a lot this week, so it's going to go from one thing to the other, and I promise I'll try and tie it all together. But my story today is about sharing. I'm betting that at some point in your young lives, someone like Mom has said to you, you must share with your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad. I went to a friend's house last night for Christmas party kind of thing, and we had some gifts. And at one point they said, now Linda, you have that box of chocolates and you must share it with Steve. And I said, really? Really? I gotta share that box of chocolate with Steve? Ha! Doggone. But sometimes sharing is good. Sometimes we're not so happy to do that, right? But part of my story today, before I get started in the sharing talk here, is about cherry cobbler. I love cherry cobbler. I like apple cobbler, peach cobbler. Actually, I just like cobbler. Put any kind of fruit in it and I'm good. But I have a can of cherry pie filling. And let's say that I opened this can of cherry pie filling and to make a cherry cobbler. And maybe inside I found tomatoes. What if I opened a can of cherry cobbler or cherry pie filling and found tomatoes inside? What would happen then?
Make a
tomato cobbler? I could, but I'm betting that nobody would eat it. Except maybe my mother. She likes tomatoes. She'd probably eat it. What?
Or you could get another can until
I found the cherries, right? I'd just keep opening cans.
Yeah, but
that's
you,
right.
But
and
you
eventually,
turn it back to the store because it would be healthy.
Yeah, they wouldn't take it back, would they? I'd be stuck with a can of tomatoes and have to make pasta or something. But I really wanted the cherry cobbler. What would you do if you opened a can of cherries and found tomatoes?
Make spaghetti. Pizza.
You'd make spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's probably a better choice, isn't it? So if that happened, I would be stuck, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. But you know what's important about the cherry pie filling in this part of my story is that it really depends on what's inside the can as to what you can make with it. If I open the can and find cherries, I'm going to make a cherry cobbler. If I open the can and find tomatoes, I'm going to make spaghetti. Right? But so it depends on what you find in the can. And the label is pretty important on that. Because if I go to the store and I buy this and the label says cherries on the outside, I'm assuming that when I open it, I'm going to have cherries, not tomatoes. Right? So that's important. But now back to our story of sharing, and where I get this is we have a Bible story about John the Baptist. And John was one of those preparing people. He was preparing people for the Lord. And a lot of people came to John the Baptist to be baptized. That's what he did. He was take them out in the water and baptize like we did for Chloe this morning. And unfortunately, every once in a while, John would get mad. Now, can you imagine John getting mad over baptizing people? He got mad because a lot of people came to be baptized who just came because it was the cool thing to do. Because everybody else was doing it, they came to be baptized too. Now, there's another thing my mother used to tell me, and that was if all your friends decided to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge too?
No.
Probably not.
I would.
Probably not. But you never know. Right?
I'll just do so, it if I wear a nail so I could fly.
If you could fly. Yeah, it'd be a good way to find out, I guess, huh? But all these people that John was mad at were people that just came because everybody else was doing it. And so they came too. And John called them snakes. He said that they are snakes because they aren't there for what's inside them. Like my can of cherries, it was what's inside. And John told them, it's what's inside you that counts. And so they asked John what they could do. And John told them that if they have two coats, they should share. See, I told you I'd get back to it. They should share one with someone else. And if they had two cherry cobblers, they should share one. And what I want to tell you this morning is, we may have a small church, but boy, do we know how to share. We have sharing people. We have a sharing closet. We have people who share of their time. They're here early in the service so that things are ready for everyone else. We have people who share with food. They bring food to share with you at the end of the service. We have people who are here to prepare that food, to get it ready, and they are sharing of their time. And there are ways that we can all share. We share hugs and we share kisses. We share love and we share laughter. And we share grief and sorrow. And we share prayers, the very best thing that you can share with each other is your prayers. And for that, I want to tell you, it doesn't matter if you're 2 or you're 20 or you're 10 or you're 100. You can share your hugs and your prayers for each other. And for this, God says, we rejoice. And we are one. And we are doing what is inside. Because it's what's inside us that counts. Amen?
Amen.
Let's have a quick word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have put inside us, because it is through you that lives in us that makes us the ability to share your word and your life and your love with each other. Help us to go about our days, Lord, that what people see when they look at us is you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.